Good evening, everybody. This is Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to Highly Recommended. And, yeah, we've got a fun night ahead of us. We just listened to Simon and Garfunkel, and now we're listening to The Meters with Sissy Strut. And coming up later on, a bunch of really cool stuff, so hang in there. Sorry I haven't been here in 2 weeks. I had a nice spring break, traveled to Europe, spent some time in London and Prague. It was quite an adventure, went to a bunch of museums, and now I'm back, and tired. I thought vacation would be a good time to, like, you know, not catch up on my sleep, get up even earlier, and get some jet lag. Yeah, sounds like a great idea. Maybe I can sleep summer break. I'll have plenty of time to catch up on my sleep. Alright, well, I'll talk to you guys later on.
mean she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
hello again, everyone. Up before this, we had Steeler's Wheel with Stuck in the Middle with You, and before that, Thin Lizzy with The Boys Are Back in Town, and just before that, Led Zeppelin's Dire Maker. Right now, we're listening to Over and Above by Soft Machine, and I don't know, I think that I was going for a nice, springy radio show, and I mean, there's definitely some, like, more summertime feeling songs coming up next, but I don't know, I feel like there's just something warm and, like, springtimey about the last couple songs that I've played. I think I'm just excited about the weather getting warmer. All the snow is melted, things are starting to turn green. I missed last spring because I was in New Zealand, and it's really exciting to just see, you know, green things coming out of the ground, and the leaves going back on the trees instead of coming off. It's an exciting time. Glad to be back in spring. Thank you.
day when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain King. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones.
Sailing in the sea.
Sing along with us,
Are you?
Hello again, everybody. How's it going out there, out in the real world? That's good. Glad to hear it. We just listened to Fleetwood Mac's You Make Loving Fun. Before that, Mungo Jerry's In the Summertime. Before that, Eric Burden and War with Spill the Wine. And just before that, Soft Machine with Over and Above. And right now, we're listening to Frank Zappa's Peaches and Regalia. And, could you see what I meant about the summery music? I don't know, something just warm about those songs. And, I think I'm going to be joined by my friend Sid soon, so I'm saving the PSA for then. And, I will talk to you all again very, very soon.
amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out, brothers, out. And the rise of the factories fall.
Oh, you don't get me.
The company spies, and I don't get fooled by the factory rules, cause I always read between the lines, and I always get my way, if I strike for higher pay. When I show my card to the Scotland Yard, and this is what I say,
I'm not afraid to die.
Hello again, everybody. How's it going? I'm joined by Sid. He can actually answer this time.
It's actually not Sid. It's DJ Snapple Fact.
Of course.
Yeah. And, I'm coming in hot to highly recommended with DJ Mellow Max here. And I'm going to start you all off with a PSA.
Hey, Sid. You know, I think there's something wrong with this mic.
Okay.
Would you mind going over to any of the other mics?
I would deeply mind,
or,
actually.
Ooh, yeah, it just popped. Yeah. Ah.
How's that?
I have to turn it on first. Oh. Now give it a try.
Hello.
Oh, that sounds so much better.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Good. No one talks about how weird it is to hear the sound of your own voice in headphones while you're talking.
Yeah.
But here's my PSA.
I think that's one of my favorite things about having the background music.
Oh, yeah.
Because then it's like not just your voice.
Yeah, good call. Yeah. This is a PSA on Mental Health National Anti-Stigma. Mental health. Ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Are you a chill out and watch TV friend? Are you a friend who shows up on moving day? Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness, what a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with mental illness, go to www.whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. That was the end of it. important stuff.
It's a bit heavier than most Snapple facts.
I don't think that was on a bottle cap.
No.
Tell me, Max, what have we been listening to?
Up before this, we were listening to Caravan with Cthulhu Thulu.
Okay.
And before that, The Straubs, Part of the Union. Right now, we're listening to Weather Reports.
Yakko Pistorius.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, he's in Weather Report.
He is.
That explains this incredible bass line I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. It's a very, very good album.
Yeah. Very tragic life story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a way to go.
Yeah. Worth looking into for those of you listening who are interested.
Yeah.
What have you been getting into lately, Max?
Music-wise?
Yeah.
I haven't been listening to much music.
Interesting.
I listened to a lot of music last year. Mm-hmm. And then once I went to
In terms
New Zealand,
of new music.
Like, well, you know, but in New Zealand, not a lot of people walk around campus with earbuds in.
Oh, interesting.
So I just got out of the habit of doing so.
That, yeah.
And now I just like don't think to listen to music when I'm walking places.
Wow.
Or just don't. I'm like, oh, I'll just listen to the world around me.
Yeah,
it's a song in and of itself.
Do you think that's been good for you?
I feel like I'm less likely to be hit by a car.
That's important. That's important. Yeah. So at least safer.
Yeah.
That's good.
No, I think I miss music, but there's just like, it's a bit of effort to find new music.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I try to keep it going because I know once you start to get into your 20s, I've been told by a couple people now, that's when your music taste starts to freeze. And the only way to slow that down or to prevent it from happening is to be putting in continual effort to essentially not freeze. Because once you freeze, it's really hard to get unfroze.
Maybe I'm freezing up.
No, I don't think it's that dramatic. Maybe it's just a moment.
Maybe it is just a moment.
One of my favorite bands really